Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Enjoying some weather, and it looks a little stormy out there again for us tonight.
Yeah, I know it.
it'll green everything up and pop the buds a little bit faster, I think. When we last talked last week, the ballot proposal for four mills had failed at the ballot box from Lansing area voters, Lansing City voters. So now the City Council knows exactly what they have to work with. It was perhaps an unknown before. Last night's meeting, we're hearing some new ideas as to how to cut the budget deficit and move forward in the city. What are some of the ideas that you and a couple of the other council members have come up with, Eric Hewitt and Brian Jeffries?
Well, through this process after receiving the budget, I think all of us were looking at different things within the budget to determine, again, whether we felt that they were essential things that we needed to be moving forward with or not. And as you indicated, especially after the millage vote, sat down and started going line by line through some of these departments and looked at saying, what can we remove? What isn't essential at this time? And we came up with, from line item cuts, approximately $3 million in cuts, along with looking at a potential sale of Oliver Towers at what an appraised price of that had been of $2 million. So we have a combination of $5 million that we're looking at, with a lot of other unknowns out there that we put out as potential proposals, whether we would get an answer before we passed the budget, or these are things that we still have to look at. I think our goal has been, and I think everybody's is to try to save as many public safety officers as we can. And when you don't have necessarily a large ticket item that you can go to and say, I'm not going to spend, let's say as an example, $8 million in cars. We're not going to spend that today. So we'll save that, and that will give us that number. We've had to look at pennies here and pennies there, and each of those add up to dollars that add up to the potential of one officer here, one firefighter there, and that's the proposal that we brought forth on Monday night to some of our colleagues, and I'm assuming that they're looking at some of those exact same issues as they review the budget.
This is a painstaking process, going through it line by line and literally pinching pennies.
Well, my experience on council, Cheryl, has been that we have done line by line.
Sure.
This is the first year that we have not had the departments in one at a time and said, okay, last year you said you were going to spend $7,000 in utilities. You only spent, looks like, year-end projection of $4,000. Why are you budgeting $10,000 for next year? Now, I mean, those are questions that you ask through that, or this fee, it's a new proposal that we're doing out there. What makes you think you're going to generate that amount of revenue? Because those things do come back and bite you later. You project an amount of revenue that you don't get in, or you underestimate what a cost is going to be. And so that's why you go through these line by line. But I think even, again, more critical right now is after the decision from the voters is, how can we save some additional dollars? And some of those, and I think we've discussed this before, one suggestion is our parking subsidy. We pay our city employees, part of their contract is that we pay for their parking downtown. What we're doing is taking money out of our general fund, and we're paying it to an enterprise fund, which is a parking system. Right now, that fund, even with the budget proposals that the mayor has out there, we're going to have over $5 million left in that fund this fiscal year. Why pay $261,000 into that fund? It makes more sense not to do that this year and to save that to be able to save how many police positions. Those are some of the things that we looked at. Those are some of the proposals that we've brought forward.
Now, some of the things that you said that were mentioned last night that you need more information on is something like annexing the airport to collect more tax revenue. Is that a new proposal, or is that something new just thrown out there for us to take a look at, for the council to take a look at?
Well, it's new. It's a new proposal. It wasn't something that was part of the mayor's budget at all, but it's similar to looking at when the mayor had the proposal about having Ingham County taking over Potter Park Zoo. You know, until we start the discussion, do we know what that will bring? That's why there's a number of these that have question marks next to them. We're not sure whether it will generate any revenue or not, or will, or whether it's even something that's feasible. But I think, again, when you look at the fact that we didn't throw out a bunch of question marks and say we don't think we can get any revenue, we did go through on some of the other details and say, okay, under council, we'll reduce our equipment by $8,000 and we'll have council members pay for their own training. That's $13,000 in savings. Can I say that I'm going to collect $13,000 in taxes from if we annex the airport? No, I can't say that. But does it mean that it should be off the table? Should we continue to discuss it? Is there the potential, if we did do that, even say by November, that might add money to bring employees back? Absolutely. I think, you know, these, again, are concepts that are out there, and we have to look at doing government differently, and I think all municipalities are doing that right now.
Well, the job ahead is going to be interesting. We have just under a minute left. Just a quick remark on the proposal for redevelopment of the Red Cedar Golf Course.
Well, council only received last night the ballot language to put it on a ballot. We've not seen any of the proposals out there as to what this would look like. We have, over the years, had the Drain Commissioner talk to us about doing some of work with the drains into the Red Cedar, but this is the first that we're talking about selling off a portion of the Red Cedar golf course, and those are things that we're going to have to take a look at. We have to make a decision on putting it on the ballot by the 23rd, and this is not the only section that we're being asked to look at. The other is all of Waverly Golf Course.
All right.
120 acres.
Carol, very good. Thank you so much for as always, the information and your perspective, of course. There's a lot on the table now, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future about all of it. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you, and you have a good evening.
You as well. Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.